A new World Bank report estimates that Nigeria's economy would likely contract by 3.2% in 2020, assuming the spread of COVID-19 is contained by the third quarter of the year. However, it says if the spread of the virus becomes more extensive, the economy could contract further. The economy faced serious challenges in the first half of 2020 with the pandemic's disruption on the microeconomic environment. A fiscal governance expert, Eze Onyekpere, blames the looming recession on over-reliance on crude oil.
There is no special expertise in the prediction that Nigeria will enter recession, considering the over-reliance of the Nigerian economy on the proceeds of crude petroleum. It is the natural consequence of an economy where crude oil is responsible for about 90% of all foreign exchange earnings.
The special advisor to the Minister of Finance, Yunusa Abdullahi, said a robust financing mechanism has been designed to increase revenue support for the economy. But he urged Nigerians to brace for tough times.
No country prays to go into recession. The prediction for the world economies, Nigeria inclusive, is tough times ahead. So every country will have to brace up for the tough times. And Nigeria has, over the course of the advent of the pandemic, introduced various initiatives early on to cushion the effects of the pandemic.
The economy had been forecast to grow by 2.1% this year, but that was before COVID-19. The pandemic has led to a reduction in growth by more than 5 percentage points, according to the World Bank report. Adekole Ijogi is a political economist. He described the economy as vibrant despite the harsh effects of COVID-19. He says getting the microeconomic environment right would help avoid the recession.
Government needs to increase access to capital to this huge informal sector that we have in the Nigerian economy. Also, to improve balance of trade will also help because the Nigerian economy is heavily dependent on importation. To increase export and reduce importation will also help.
A recession would be the second in 4 years after the country suffered through one in 2016. For VOA News, this is Gift Agiriga from Abuja, Nigeria.